Okay, so today we're doing, does God help? Do you think God helps? Okay, so in our groups, let's discuss this question. How has God helped you in the past? All of us all said, yes, we believe God does help. So how has he helped you in the past? Okay, so for me, how has God helped me in the past? Well, he helped me recently. During the past, since last year, end of last year, I've been having these weird dreams of infidelity in families, right? And after that, then my friend's family got broken because of infidelity. And then beginning of this year, those dreams started again. I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? But nonetheless, I prayed. And then so I've been carrying this burden on me. I didn't know how am I going to get rid of it. And then God, during this week, I was reading this novel. And God, you know, he just speaks in different ways. I was reading this novel, and it was a series about family and whatnot. And then at the end of the book, like, that's when the family broke apart because of infidelity again. And it was that, I don't know how, but that pain that the family felt went on me. And I was after that, I cried and I prayed to God. I'm like, God, can you please just take this? And he removed that burden. And I was talking to my mom, and my mom was like, at times, God wants you to pray for something. And sometimes when you pray for it and you don't know the pain of it, you don't really pray with that passion and zeal. But when you know the pain of it, you pray wholeheartedly. So at times also when you pray for other people, God helps you to pray for them and helps them in the same way. So it's like a chain, you know. God can help you through other people. You know, other people who will come and say something that will help you out of nowhere. God also helps you through that. Right. Okay. And then we're going to explore now. So we're going to get the verses, different verses, and you will read the verses, and through those verses, you'll answer this question that says, what can we do when we feel helpless or out of control? All right, so the first verse. Who has the first verse? So it reads, God is my shepherd. I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me in quiet pools to drink from. You let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when I walk through Death Valley, I am not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. And I will ask someone to tell me what they discussed, what they understood.
What I understood is that when you're in times of trouble, God will always be there. You have to trust him that he'll keep you safe even in danger, even if you're not in danger.
And you know what's really awesome about God is that in the morning when we're praying, this verse actually came up. And it shows that, you know, it does confirm that God does help. Every time we're in need, every time when it seems hopeless, he's always there to help. He will never, ever leave you. He'll never leave you alone. Even when you try to go astray, he will pull you back. You know, just like a shepherd will pull the sheep back to the right track. Okay, second verse. I look up to the mountains where my help comes from. No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you. Second verse.
We said that you should go cry out to God and that he will help you get out of the situation you're in.
Any more thoughts? Nothing? All right. So, like she said, every time God is there, When you look to your left, right, up, left, center, everywhere, he's always there. When you're crying, he is there to help you at all times. He says he does not fall asleep. God, last week we said God is omnipresent. He's always there to help us every time we need him. To protect us from danger, he is always there when we cry out to him. He won't ever ignore us. He's always on standby. Okay, third verse. The third verse, don't, Isaiah 43:10-13, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength, I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. Those who worked against you will be defeated, because I, your God, have a firm grip on you, and I'm not letting you go. I'm telling you, don't panic, I'm right here to help you. Okay.
We discussed that Jesus is with us, and he's always around us, and he keeps us firm. He makes sure that we don't break apart.
Okay, so, you know, at times when we're helpless, we all panic, right? You're like, okay, what am I going to do when exams are coming and you're not ready? Oh my gosh, we always do that, right? We always panic. Is there anyone in this room who hasn't panicked before? Okay, so we all have panicked at some point in time. And God says that don't panic. Every time when you think you're not ready, don't panic, because God is always there to back you up. When you feel like, okay, I've studied, but I don't remember. God says, don't panic. You know, he's always going to be there to help you. In that exam, he will bring back those answers at every time. And he says, I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. He's always going to be there. When you feel like you're going to fall down, he's there to say, no, you're not falling down. You know, he's always there. Do not ever panic and think, what am I going to do? Because God will make sure that you are all right at every single second. Okay, the fourth verse, Matthew 7:7-10 says, don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. If your child asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. How much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Okay, who has the fourth verse?
It's saying that you should be direct with God. In other words, don't be scared to ask him for what you need, because he's always going to be there for you like a father should.
So, I think this verse is pretty self-explanatory, that if you really need something, right, and you have the right motives, and you ask God to help you, you ask God for whatever you need, God will always be there to give you these things. I mean, if you ask your father or your mom for things that, you know, are reasonable and you need, they always provide, right? If you tell your parents, I need this and this for school, they always make sure that you have it, right? Or am I wrong? Everything you ask your parents and you truly need, they will make sure that you have it. When you need this and this for camp or whatnot, they'll make sure that you have it. In the same way, God is always there. He is always listening. When you need him to help you out, he is always there to help him out, to help you out. What you need, though, to have is faith. When you have faith and you believe that he will help you, then he will help you. Okay. And then the fifth verse, Hebrews 4:14-16 says, we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God. He understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. Walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Who has the fifth verse? You guys. Awesome.
So what I said was, in this verse, it's basically talking about how Jesus came down and he had all these temptations thrown at him and he didn't sin. So when you do sin or do fall short, when you go to him, he'll understand, because he's been through it before.
Deep. Hey, it's too deep. I don't think you can add anything more into that. But what I will say is that God never judges us. Like, when we go and say, God, I'm sorry, please help me, he won't say, I've been forgiving you for this thing so many times. Should I forgive you again? He won't say that. He's always ready, you know, to give. He's always ready at all times. All right. And then the last verse, John 14, 16 to 18, 26, 27 says, I will ask the Lord and he will give you another helper to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. He lives with you and will be in you. The helper will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Sixth verse.
So basically it's saying that God will send us another helper in times of when we're feeling helpless. And that is the Spirit of truth who is always with us. And also, he will give us his peace in whatever situation we are facing. He's going to give us his peace, so we just need to trust him. And we should not let our hearts be troubled and not be afraid when we feel out of control. We should just know that God has everything under control.
Wow, that's great. That's good. So, So now, we are going to experience these verses that we've been speaking about. So each table is going to go to the six stations, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and think about an area in your life where you need help and go to a station, read the passage, and let it guide you as you ask God to help you. Okay, you can go. So I hope you guys experience God through this, and I hope you drew closer to him through this. And what you should know is that God does care. We did speak about God caring before. You should know that God cares for us. And he always wants to help us. Just like our parents always want to help us when we need them, he always wants to help us. He wants to feel needed, right? And he always waits for us to speak, right? Like, just like you can't, okay, he does know what we need, but us speaking, us asking, you know, is like faith in him, and he's always there to help. He's always there for us, and we should know that we can find him through prayer, we can find him through worship, we can find him even through the scripture. It doesn't have to be these six scriptures, but when you open your Bible and you do read it, you will find God when you need him. A lot of people actually say that, no, when they need God and they seek him through scripture, he always speaks. So you would be amazed what God can do through scripture. You would be amazed how much he does help us. Okay. So yes, God does care. He always cares for us. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given us today. We thank you for bringing us here together so we could learn about you and know more about how you help us, how you care for us, how you always there on standby, ready for us to speak to you, ready for us to ask you, that you're always there to help us, Lord, as long as we speak. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, that even the times when it's difficult to ask, that you do help us, Lord, that, you know, we know that you're always there, that we draw closer to you as you draw closer to us, and protect us throughout the whole week, and help us, and help us, and help us throughout the whole week. Just ask all these things. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, so next Sunday is our closing Sunday, and we will be speaking about, we will be answering the question, does God restore? So we've went through, does God exist? Does God care? Does God speak? Does God, yes, does God everything? We've went through all these things, and the last thing we're going to explore is, does God restore? So don't miss out, okay?